President Bush is in California today on a political trip to raise money for Republicans running for Congress. Each Tuesday between now and the election, Day to Day is going to cover the candidates and issues in Western states. Ken Rudin is NPR political editor and a frequent contributor to this show. Ken, you've been following campaigns all over the country. What are the key races to focus on in the West?
Well, we're talking about not so much the West Coast, like the California, Oregon, Washington, because that is solidly Democratic territory. But we've seen that in the Rocky Mountain West, which had been heretofore Republican for years, a lot of Republicans look very shaky. The prime target, I guess, would be Montana, where Conrad Burns was first elected in 1988. He's in serious trouble in his bid for another term against John Tester.
This is for the Senate seat.
Senate seat in Montana. And Conrad Burns is in trouble for a number of reasons. He took more money from Jack Abramoff, who is the convicted Republican lobbyist, than any other member of Congress. He has a history of saying inopportune comments. He criticized firefighters at a recent speech. But also, Conrad Burns is a kind of bombastic guy that puts him in trouble. 6 years ago, he barely won re-election, and he's in a tougher race this year. Another state to look at is Colorado. You think of it, it has a Republican governor and has had Republican governors for a long time. But the Democrats are favored at this point to pick up the governorship. 2 years ago, the Democrats picked up a Senate seat with Ken Salazar, picked up a House seat. And 2 years ago also, they picked up both houses of the state legislature for the first time since Lyndon Johnson was elected. Heretofore, Republican individualism, this rugged individualism we always talked about as endemic in the Rocky Mountain West, seems to be moving the Democrats' way.
Okay, so Montana and Colorado, you're starting with those. What about the other states?
Well, there's plenty. Arizona, you have a Democratic governor who's likely to be reelected. And also in that state, Jim Colby, the moderate Republican who's retiring in Tucson. The Democrats are very confident of picking up that seat. The Republican nominee is a very strong anti-immigration advocate who's been endorsed by the Minutemen. Democrats may win that seat. In New Mexico, you have Bill Richardson, a possible presidential candidate, a Democrat, overwhelming favorite to win a second term as governor there. And those coattails could endanger Republican Heather Wilson, a Republican member of Congress, who always narrowly squeaks by, but the Democrats are portraying her as too close to President Bush, too much in favor of the Iraqi war. And even though she sells herself as an independent, Heather Wilson could be in serious trouble. You also have Wyoming. I mean, this you wouldn't think of as a possible chance for a Democratic pickup. Bush Cheney won 69% of the vote in Wyoming 2 years ago, but Barbara Cuban, who's the lone member of Congress there, is in an unexpectedly tough race. A lot of it has to do with the Democrats are running smart candidates. They're running pro-gun candidates, in many instances anti-abortion candidates. But also the Hispanic vote seems to be pushing the Democrats' way. The Republicans have alienated Hispanic voters on the immigration issue. And if they come out to vote on November 7th, you could see big changes in the Western representation.
You know, Ken, you said earlier that the West is not just California, Oregon, and Washington, but you haven't even mentioned California.
Well, except for Arnold Schwarzenegger, who seems like the last poll I saw has him a double-digit lead over his Democratic opponent. Schwarzenegger is really beyond Democrat or Republican. He's more of a personality, and that's probably what helped him win, you know, in that special election. And he's going to probably win again on November 7th against State Treasurer Angelides. But part of it is the fact that he's more of a personality. He's not a Republican stalwart. He's, you know, he's certainly not a pro-life conservative. He's, you know, deals with Democratic members of the legislature pretty well. And if you look at members of Congress in California, there's only two Republican members of Congress that people need to watch out for, and perhaps that's why President Bush is there today. One is Richard Pombo, who Democrats are accusing of being insufficiently strong on the environment, and he has a strong Democratic challenge. Also, John Doolittle, who also took money from Jack Abramoff, the Republican lobbyist. Those are two members of Congress that the Republicans need to watch out for. But for the most part, every other member of the House, both Republicans and Democrats, are safe in California this year.
Ken Rudin, NPR political editor and the author of the weekly Political Junkie column at NPR.org. Ken, thank you.
Alex, thanks a lot.